I'm teaching, you know, I can feel the presence of the Lord real near. And that means it all to me. As long as I can feel a touch from the Master's hand, I know everything is all right. And man can't take that away. But if you got your Bibles, go with us. 19th chapter of St. John's Gospel. We'll read, I don't know how much we'll read, just a little bit maybe. The first verse. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews. And they scorned him with their hands, smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye might know that I find no fault in him. Then come Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto him, Behold the man. Then the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him. They cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. We're going to stop reading right there just for a little bit. And you know, I thought about this. This man called Pilate, he had power to send people to the cross, to crucify people or let them go. But he was one thing. I believe that he made a judgment on Jesus. Because he couldn't find no fault in him. And he certainly I wouldn't have going to judge him falsely. But you know, he brought him to him and he said, I can find no fault in this man. And I'm glad to stand before you this morning and still say years later that they still has no fault in the man who we serve. They stand sitting on the judgment of I see the throne, and he still has no sin about him. The salvation that we purchase by his blood, and still ain't got no fault about it. We are the one. If I get to looking for the fault, I can look at myself, and I can find all kind of fault with me. We can look at one another, and we can find fault with each other. I'm a brother, I will not find no fault with the salvation that I was set down by grace. My brotherness appeared unto all men. I will not be born in the world. I live their life and leave this world without a change to be saved and a change to make ready. I see a man one time. Now let's go to the side of the man. I keep in mind that there was no fault in this man called Jesus, whom we serve. If there's any fault anywhere, it's within us. Listen, I know all kinds of things changes. We go from one extreme to the other, in this world. But salvation, the Bible said, He was the same yesterday, the same today, and for tomorrow, and for never change. There is no change in the Son of Man. He's still perfect and without sin, as spotless and without to be Christ-like. If we leave this world and say, "Hello, glory," I will have to meet death Christ-like.
Amen.
Let's go back and see a man. You know, it's all real easy. It's real easy for us to make all kinds of promises. Listen, the Bible said it would be better for a man to not even make a promise and make one and break it. Brother, it is real easy for us to let our tongue run away with us. Listen, open your mouth, stick your foot in it, make a vow and not keep it. Back in Luke, the 22nd chapter, the 33rd verse, and he said unto him, "Lord," this is Peter talking, "Lord, I'm ready to go with thee, both into prison and unto death." And he said, "I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me." And he said unto him, "When I sent you without a purse or shoes, and shoes, I lacketh ye anything?" And they said nothing. Brother, listen, he was willing to say, "Lord, I love you, and I will go with you into the end of the world. I love you to the bitter end. I will go with you to prison, and I will go on to death with you." But now there was nobody here that could go to death for the Lord. He took our sins to the cross. He paid the debt that we couldn't pay. Listen, Isaiah, I talked about a man that would despise a man. Listen, if any man ever was despised among men, it was our Lord. While he walked here, brother, they abused him, they accused him, and they done all matters of evil to our Savior, but they couldn't find not one fault in him. Listen, but he took our sins and went on to death. Oh, he said this: "After that day he arose on the third day." Peter went running. Let's go back just a little bit. Whenever Peter said, "I will go with you both into prison and on to death," and Jesus said, "Before the cross a cock shall crow, you will deny that you would ever know me." Listen, to hear him say, I tell it, I will not never deny you. But move on down to the 60th verse. And Peter said, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crow, and the Lord turned and looked up on Peter, and Peter, I remembered the words of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt thrice deny me." Brother, listen, and Peter went out and wept. bitterly. He was sorrowful. Said this. And when the cock crowed, Jesus, I turned and looked at him. And Peter remembered his words. Brother, did you ever look at self and maybe come short and remember how that Jesus told us that we would sin and come short of the glory of God? Peter asked to do a work to show the example of repentance and show it unto us. If we come to Christ, we'll come through the way of repentance.
Amen.
By the way of repentance. And we will get saved and we'll set out on our journey. Now let's go just a little bit further. After Jesus had died, I went to the cross, and after he arose again, he showed himself to the disciples once again, and then he began to ask Peter, we'll see the selfish side of the flesh which me and you endear every day, the selfish side of the flesh. When he said, Peter loveth me, he said, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love you. The second time he said, Peter loveth me, he said, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Every time he'd asked him to feed his sheep. Finally, the third time, he said, Peter, lovest thou me? He said, yea, Lord. And he got aggravated. He said, thou knowest that I love thee. Peter, being selfish. Maybe I pity party. I don't know. I've been seeing the disciple who laid on Christ's breast and began to ask him at supper time, who is he that shall betray you? Listen, I see John going up there to father them, and he said, and what shall he do? Jesus said, if he tarries till I come, what's it to you? Listen, how often can we stand at what somebody else is going to do? What's this going to happen? Listen, I'm the only one that ever does anything. Brother, we ought to count it a blessing and an honor to go all the way with Christ.
Amen.
Listen, we fall guilty. I'm guilty. If I could sit on the judgment seat of Christ and look at myself, how short did I come? I can see faults in this woman. I can see every one of us. If every one of us, I looked at self and examined self and judged us truly self, we could find fault in ourselves. Brother, I'm laying the blame to somebody else. Why don't somebody else do this or that? But brother, listen, we need to judge ourselves every day. Take inventory every day. I don't know why, but Peter, he said, Lord, what's he going to do? What you're going to do ain't none of my business. What you're going to do, God will have a work for you to do. We all need to come together with one mind, one accord, praying one for another, not pass judgment on one another, but pray for one another. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. And he said, the time of my departure is at hand. I'm here to tell you, the time of our departure is at hand. We need to gird up our loins in prayer and pray and seek the Lord above all things. Listen, if you have a problem with somebody, look at yourself. How short do I come? I don't know this morning. But Peter showed the side of a man in the flesh. Lord, I'll go with you all the way. I know that ain't nothing to stop me. But whenever the testing time come, he said, brother, I know not what you're saying. I was not even one of the disciples. I don't even know the man. And the old conqueror, an old rooster out on fence post or somewhere, I don't know, but he'd been in the crow. Don't you know it set his fields afire? Don't you know it burned his heart to the core? Oh, when Jesus turned and looked on him, he had to show an example that me and you go through. I believe his heart was broken. I believe he went out and he wept. He prayed and he seeked the mercies of the Lord in forgiveness. Me and you, we're standing in the need of prayer. We're standing in the need of forgiving. Forgive me, Lord. Man, listen. We look on the other side of it. Hold faithful and true unto the end. I just can't get this song off of my mind. You're to see, and I bring you home. That he's gone to prepare for you and you. But we got some endearing to do. We got some overcoming to do. And I can't make it alone. I don't want to make it alone. I don't want to stand out there all by myself. I want to be led and motivated. It feels good to pray and ask the Lord to clean this filthy soul up, stained with sin. Help me, restore unto me my joy of my salvation. There ain't nothing that will take the place of the joy of your salvation. Listen, there ain't many things that we endure today that will take it away. When we begin to feel that there's no joy there, there's no peace there, then we need to pray. We need to seek God. And Peter, the selfish side of sin, well, what are they going to do? Lord, I have to do all of this, and oh, little old me, and I just can't do this no more. What are they going to do? And Jesus said, if they tarry till I come, what's it to you? Follow me. It's left up to each individual to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. I'm going to ask for a song. Somebody come and get a song.